Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Take a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth. As you breathe in, imagine God breathing into your body his very breath of life. Imagine God giving you the gift of the energy that comes from the oxygen that goes into your lungs and through your bloodstream, enlivening your mind. As you continue to breathe in, just invite God to do that, to energize you, to make you attentive, to become more aware of his abiding presence. God, we invite you to have your way in us right now. Jesus, we invite you to be Lord of our lives right now. Spirit, we invite you to inhabit our lives, to lead, to guide, to convict, to enlighten. Spirit of God, would you lead us into all truth as we meditate on some passages from your word that speak to our collective identity in you. Peter writes this in the second chapter of his first letter. But you all are a single chosen race, a single royal priesthood, a single holy nation, one unified people for his own possession. You all are a single chosen race, a single royal priesthood, a single holy nation, one unified people for God's own possession, so that you all may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. God, would you help our minds imagine that calling out of darkness into your marvelous light? Spirit, would you impact our hearts and minds with that reality? Lord, help us to hear that call afresh right now. Beckon us again into your light. Once you all were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you all had not received mercy, but now you all have received mercy. God, thank you that we have received mercy. Thank you that we don't get what we deserve, what we've earned, but instead you give us what Jesus earned. In Ephesians, Paul writes, through Jesus, we both, Jews and non-Jews alike, have access in one Spirit to the Father. Through Jesus, we have access in one Spirit to the Father. So then, you all are no longer strangers and aliens, but instead, you all are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the one household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Jesus, the Messiah, himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a single dwelling place for God by the Spirit. God, by your leading and guiding and empowerment, would you help us to continue to grow together, forming this beautiful holy temple, this dwelling place for you. Thank you. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled all of us to himself and gave all of us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to all of us the message of reconciliation. Oh Lord, what a glorious opportunity. What a weighty responsibility that we would be entrusted with your message of reconciliation to the world. God, as one people, as your nation, as your holy temple, would you help us to steward that message effectively? Therefore, we all are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through all of us. And Jesus came and said to his disciples, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, all of you, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all, always, to the end of the age." God, would you help us to take our new identity as one unified people, as one holy dwelling place for you, seriously? God, would you help us to carry the responsibility well of being entrusted with your message of reconciliation to the world? Lord, would you inspire us to live out of that identity, making disciples of all nations, baptizing and teaching, equipping. Lord, would you give us your eyes to see? Thank you. Would you help us to know what that looks like today? Thank you for this opportunity that you would invite us to this incredible, this amazing purpose. Spirit, help us to carry Jesus' name well. We need you. And so we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.